Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I welcome skies
to the Ball Parent Garden Club.
And clouds.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
Bright, blessed day.
I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Happy Easter to everyone. Hope you get to enjoy your day with family. And hopefully that you get to have fun, see everyone, and celebrate the holiday here. We are really getting to start to feel like spring has finally arrived. Right, we're finally feeling those temperatures. We're the next few days we will start to feel almost summer by the end of this upcoming week. I tell you, it's going to be in the 70s and gets up to 80 a couple days. So we are starting to feel the spring feel. So that means we can start to get some things done in the garden, in the yard. Start putting down our fertilizers. Start getting things taken care of. This is a good time to start doing it. We're, you know, just looking at soil temperatures, looking at just our natural, you know, things out there that are showing us that it is time. It's time. We're noticing these things, right? Because we're seeing on the Cape, at least, and southern and more south, forsythia are starting to bloom. If forsythia start to bloom, that means, hey, it's time to put step one down. So we are there. The crabgrass hasn't started completely yet. You got to remember, it's got to it takes about 3 consistent days of temperatures for our soil to be 55 degrees or warmer. We haven't hit that completely yet, but we're getting close. So it's definitely time to start putting down those fertilizers. Step one, ready to go. Let's do it. This will be the time frame to be putting it out, putting it up, right? I don't know why I said putting it up. Putting it down is what I meant to say. I apologize. We're there. We're getting to that spring season finally where we can start doing things. It's been a weird couple weeks. We're just like, all right, can we do it? No, not yet. No. Oh, what about now? Oh. It just feels like it's taking forever, but I think we're there, right? I think we are definitely there because it is, you can see the temperatures warming up everywhere else. You can see that happening, and that means ready to go. That's fertilizer for the yard, fertilizer for your shrubs, your trees. All those things should be started to take care of at this point, right? It's definitely the time. I would definitely say let's go. It's go time when it comes to our our shrubs and trees and plants, everything. It's go time. We got to get ready and get things going out there. So hopefully you have some time to do that and take care of the garden, because we're ready. We've been waiting for this, for all season, all winter, right? We kind of just say, all right, this will be the next time. This is when's going to happen. Nope. It's go time. So let's do it. Let's hope that it continues on this trend. The week looks great because doesn't look like any rain, right? So that's going to be helpful to be able to get out there even, after work or, just a different time frame, because we're getting there. So what else does that mean? I mean, we could already start planting, shrubs and trees and everything, because we could put a shovel into the ground. Now, it doesn't yet mean we can put, all the veggies out or the herbs, all those things. We're not that far into the season yet. But we're getting close. We are definitely getting close to all of that. But it's a good sign to see. Spring is officially arriving now that, you're starting to see the forsythia bloom. You're starting to see other plants take form. In my yard, there's one forsythia on the corner, and I've been watching it every day, just looking to see, all right, when's it gonna pop? When's it gonna do its thing? And I can just see the buds swelling, and it's just it's the excitement of that is just, I don't know, it's something different. It's the new beginnings, the new season, new everything along those lines. So it's just waiting for it to pop, which should be very, very soon. I've been checking on a lot of my plants and saying, all right, are they good to go? I have a strawberry vanilla tree form hydrangea that we planted last year. And still looks just like sticks, right? That's what it's supposed to. And I've been looking at it. I'm like, all right, there are other plants around here that are starting to form some buds. Can you show me something? I wasn't seeing anything. And finally, I just said, what am I doing? I know what to do. Check the bark. Make sure there's some green there. Make sure that, it's good underneath. And I finally, it's one of those things where you're like, you kind of know better, Patrick, what's going on here? And so I took a look, finally paid attention a little bit more. And I was like, yeah, it's there. Perfect. Looking green. I'm also starting to see, I have a Montauk daisy in the backyard, and last year I did everything I was supposed to, right? Everything we talk about, and it didn't bloom because of the fact that the drought, those types of things. There was just so many issues with it. Well, it's already starting to form leaves on the underside and building its way up. So I'm getting ready for that, letting it do a little bit more. Going to do some more pruning to cut it back, right? We do multiple pruning, cutbacks on Montauk daisies. But this is the time frame, because it's just spring is starting. All these new plants, old plants are starting to pop. You're starting to see things again, and you're just, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it, as I've been hoping for, winter to end sooner than, the other. It's just one of those seasons. You just got to be over with. Anyways, We're here till 10 o'clock today. As always, about 9 o'clock today, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us to give us some great information of things we can be doing in the garden right now. So I look forward to that. It's going to be a bit, but it's definitely on the schedule for today. It's going to be it's going to be a warmer day than it has been, but it's going to be great. It's just enjoyable. You know, spend some time with your family, do what you can with what you got, but it's definitely going to be a very nice day out there. So hopefully you get to enjoy it. And, if it's with family, great. If not, it's just out there doing something. I'm all for it. So, hopefully, you can, spend some time and do that today. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, we're just getting started for the day on this, Easter Sunday. Join us if you want with some questions. If not, we'll talk gardening as the show progresses. Cause yeah, that's what we do. Sunday mornings, we get our coffee, we start talking gardening, start getting excited for the season. So we'll do that and, we'll answer as many questions as possible today as time permits. Again, phone number 855-660-4261.
Fair Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started. So if you have some questions, definitely call us. And I know we're having a little bit of a slight issue with some of the stream, but we are working on it in the background. Make sure things can get out there for everybody to hear us. But we'll be good very soon. The best is on it. I always, this time of year, talk about the soil temperatures with everybody, and we. I have the website that I take a look at and talk about it all the time, right? And I brought it up at work because we were just talking about the different things, and I was just explaining how, it wasn't the right time to be putting down crabgrass control, all those things. And it was just so funny because the website and the talking about it is so, normal to me. It's just because that's what we need to do. We need to find these things out. And just hearing a different perspective from the people I work with, kind of like, interesting, that you'd be even thinking about this. And it's just one of those things. We think about a lot of different things in this industry. So that's just something to discuss as time goes on. Anyways, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in Drecker.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Happy Easter.
You as well.
I have three Japanese holly bushes. I was wondering what the best fertilizer is for them.
So for the Japanese holly, you could definitely, you have a couple options. You could use the holly tone, or you could actually use plant tone. Either one would be fine to do. Up to you on how you want to do it. So basically the best way to fertilize these guys is to fertilize right at the drip line, right? Okay. So however wide the holly is, that's where you're going to fertilize.
Now, the mulch, should I move the mulch away?
Yeah, because we're going to want to scratch it into the soil just a little bit.
Okay.
So that way it can, you know, break, can get in a little bit further. Because if you don't, it's going to sit longer. Doesn't mean it's not going to work. It just means it's going to take longer to do anything for the plant, right?
Okay.
All right, so you're going to want to make sure you go as wide as the plant is. And make like four holes on the outside to put the fertilizer down into the ground. So you don't necessarily have to move the mulch. What you could do is just kind of get like a trowel or something, put it into the ground, move it back and forth so it opens up, you know, a small little hole, if you will.
Yeah. Okay.
And place four equal amounts in each one of those holes, cover them back up, and then water the plant in. And it'll take some time, but it's definitely worth it long-term for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
No problem, Bill. You have a great rest of your day, and happy Easter.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started for the day. Starting to, you know, it's going to be a nice day. It's a bit cold this morning. I took the dog out and I was like, oof, didn't expect it to be this cold for some reason, even though I know it's the time of year. But going to warm up, be able to get out there, do some things, you know, maybe you have dinner early today. You can spend the rest of the day outside enjoying it because it's going to be in the high 50s tomorrow, 60s, Tuesday. It's going to be 70, Wednesday 70s, Thursday 80s, Friday 80s. I mean, we're starting to really feel spring. Temperatures are turning around here. So we're good. We're ready to go. So hopefully you can get out there, get some things together, and start enjoying the spring weather. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration set to make an ambitious climate push by imposing new rules about cars. A traffic stop turned deadly yesterday afternoon in western Wisconsin, claiming the lives of two police officers. No word yet on what led the officers to be fatally shot, but authorities say an exchange of gunfire was involved and the suspect was later pronounced dead. Pope Francis presided over Easter Vigil Mass in St. Peter's Basilica after skipping some Holy Week ceremonies on doctor's orders. The Powerball jackpot growing after there was no grand prize winner in Saturday night's big drawing. It's now an estimated $192 million. The following night, the Mega Millions drawing up to $441 million. After months of speculation, Matthew McConaughey has finally been confirmed for his own Yellowstone spinoff series. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, temperatures are really warming up this week. It's almost like it's going to from one extreme to the next here. But that's okay. You know, our plants are going to enjoy it. But don't get too, too crazy with it and say, all right, well, I'm going to put my veggies out or I'm going to do this. We're not at that time yet. We're not there yet. So keep that in mind. Just because it warmed up a bit outside doesn't mean we're 100% ready to go when it comes to the garden, right? We're not there yet. So, you know, just something to be thinking about because, you know, it is a time to be excited, but it's also, you know, one of those things where it's like, all right, it's just not yet. No, not yet. Let's wait a little bit of time. So, keep that in mind as the week progresses, it will feel even more, it'll feel warmer and warmer, as you'll see with the temperatures. But, you know, we're not there for all the vegetable garden, but we are there for a lot of our plants. You'll start to, you know, you can definitely be putting pansies out. Some of your bulbs will start to form or start to show. But you could also, some garden centers are purchasing and bringing into their store to sell, bulbs that are just starting to pop as well, right? That you can put into the ground for this next, you know, for this season and for future seasons, right? Because not all of these bulbs are just a one and done. Some will come back for you. You know, putting them into the garden is definitely worth trying out, right? What else do you have to lose? So it's just, we're that time of year. We're on that in-between, but we are definitely starting to feel that those temperatures of spring so we can get started for the season because, man, it's going to be a beautiful week. I can't wait for the temperatures to be like this more consistently. Although going into the 80s early, a little scary. You know, we don't want it to just go from winter, 3 weeks ago, to barely spring to summer. We don't want to have that yet, but it's still going to be nice to have those warm temperatures. So, you know, hopefully you'll be able to get out there and enjoy the season, because we have so much to do out there, right? I'm getting excited to be able to get out there and do more, you know, just in general. And I'm sure you're feeling a lot of the same things. It's just like, all right, let's get this consistent weather so we can maybe start a veggie garden out there. Maybe we can do a little bit more. So keep it in mind, we're not there yet, but we are well on our way. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the sun's starting to pop out. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's definitely, you know, after all your family stuff today, you know, if you have some time, get out in the garden, clean it up. You know, I was in the backyard yesterday and, you know, just looking around and saying, all right, I could be doing this, I could do this, I could do this. But, you know, just the wind, too, hasn't been helpful. I'm not sure about you guys, but where I am, it's just the wind the past couple of days has just felt like it's been there a little heavy, too. So we'll get to the garden. We are on our way for the season, so hopefully you guys can start to enjoy it. So what else does this mean? What's going on out there? Well, we've already started to be able to plant some of our trees and shrubs, but hopefully, you know, you've taken a look and you can plan some new areas this season, right? Maybe it's, you know, a new perennial area, a new, you know, native area. This is the time where, you know, you should spend some time planning and getting ready for it. I know for me, we're not going to be doing a lot of major planting. It's going to be more of getting a yard kind of settled in versus new planting beds, right? So that's what I'm looking at this year. But what are you looking at doing? That's what we're here to help you with, so that you can be successful in the garden this season. So, you know, let us know how we can help you to do, you know, those projects you have at home this season. You know, I'm going to be, like I said, I'm going to be working on a new front lawn, right? Had a bunch of trees taken down. Finally got all the tree stumps, you know, ground down last fall. Let a lot of it sit so it could settle down, and it's already started to move into the soil. So, you know, we're looking to take care of that project this year. So look forward to it, but tell us what you're doing this year. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello. Happy Easter.
Good morning. You as well.
Morning. I have raised a couple of raised wooden boxes that I do some of my greens and things in. And I've been taking the soil out every year because I don't want it. I want it to last. I don't want the box to rot. But
okay.
Is that normal? I mean, would you take the soil out every year and start brand new every year?
So, you know, I personally like leaving the soil in there to try and use what I have used in the past because, you know, you're fertilizing it, you're taking care of the soil, you're doing a lot of the things during the season. So starting with new soil, you're starting fresh every year. Right. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm not saying don't do it because it's sometimes this is what you got to do in order to keep things lasting longer, etc. So completely get what you're doing. But I think you could actually, you could just leave it. You know, there, I think that the long-term, for the soil, keeping some of that soil in there year after year is helpful. And then adding in by enriching it with some sort of compost or a peat moss or, you know, a garden soil each season. So that way you're keeping some of last year's microbes in the soil. You're keeping some of that together to help, you know, get the right start. Because when you remove the soil each year, I mean, think about it. So you fertilized all season, right? You probably, you know, taking care of the plant all season. So some of that fertilizer, and it's not necessarily the fertilizer, but the microbes from the fertilizer are in the soil. And then at the end of the season, you rip them out. So you're starting brand new the next year. And then you got to build them up. And by the end of the season, you know, it's full of microbes ready to, you know, go for you. So that's the way I look at it. But for the longevity of the container for all those things, you can switch it out and still be successful because, you know, it's not as simple as saying this is the only way to do it, right? It's just you can choose on it. I would personally just keep a lot of that soil in there.
So does that mean you might take some of it out or?
Yeah, you could take some of it out, right? But it's adding extra, you know, something each season is the way that I would look to freshen it up instead of removing everything.
Okay.
It's, you know, again, it's up to you on what you want to do because if you've been successful these past few years that you've done it, then why change something, right? You know, how has the production of the flowers or whichever is in there been these past couple of years while you've done it?
It's been okay enough, I guess. I'm not always faithful about fertilizing faithfully all season long, but I've just been basically putting in kale and actually some green beans, but I'd like to grow more than that.
Yep.
And last year, strawberries and, you know, parsley and cilantro and basil, those kinds of things. So,
yeah. So, I mean, I think what I would try for this year, right, put in the new soil as you have in the past and, you know, don't rip it out. What do you, you know, what kind of container is it? Is it like a cedar?
It's wood. I think it's probably pine.
Pine? Okay.
I got a second one that, by the way, the strawberry, I asked you for help. I put strawberries in the second one, which is raised in the ground, covered it every which way, and they are coming up. We'll see how they do.
Oh, perfect.
And I treated that wood from Gardener Supply with some special treatment, so maybe I could treat this one now.
Yeah, I would definitely look at that. Pine sometimes doesn't last as many years as others.
Yeah.
But treating it could definitely help it, especially if you treated the other one. Maybe it's, you know, dump everything out, get it started, you know, get it clean, treat it, and then try this next year by leaving some of that soil in there. I think you might see a difference in your production.
Okay. I'm not great at things grown in containers, but I'm guessing you'd say the same thing about containers. Doing more of that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a lot of it's trial and error, trying different things.
Yeah.
Right? And it this way might not necessarily do anything different for you. But the only way you're going to find out is if you try it. And I think by keeping some of that old soil there, not that it's old, right? It's just the previous seasons. It's gotten a little bit of the elements and it's pulled some of them. It's almost like it's in the ground a little bit more. Right? So that's the way I look at it.
Okay.
All right.
I've asked you a lot of lawn questions.
But sure.
I need to write this down. I'm going to put a ton of compost down, and I've got all kinds of amendments, and I've got seeds. But do I put anything down before the compost spreading, or do I do it all after the compost goes down?
So you can put the compost down first, right? Then everything else.
Everything.
Right.
Okay.
So that, you know, the compost is going to work its way in there, and especially it will do the same when you're putting, you know, the product down that you're getting. So I would put the compost down first instead of covering anything. I don't think it does any benefits for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You have a great rest of your day and happy Easter, Pat.
Yes. Happy Easter.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And happy Easter to everyone. And it's going to be a beautiful day out there. It is a little bit cold right now, but it will turn to be a great day. We're thinking spring, really, because, you know, it's we've been waiting for it. It's been kind of getting there, kind of, you know, back and forth. But we're there. We're finally at that season where we can start to enjoy the outside a little bit. So hopefully, you know, in the next few days, you can get out there and enjoy it. I know we're going to try to here as time permits. But it's spring. Spring is here. So what are you going to do? Right? Now, I'm going to spend some time working on the lawn, as I was starting to talk about a little bit. Building it up. I left a lot of the grinding of the stumps into the yard, cleaned it up a bit so it wasn't, you know, just kind of unsightful. Didn't look very good, right? But let it kind of settle in there so I wouldn't have to fill as much with loam this year. And so next couple weeks here, start putting down the loam, cleaning the area, leveling it out, putting new seed down, getting a yard intact. So hopefully this season, my yard for the first time in a couple years won't just look barren. So that's the plan here, right? And we're about that time. The time frame is there. The temperatures are starting to warm up. By the end of this week, our soil temperatures are going to be consistently in the mid-50s, where we will have no problem growing any type of grass seed. So just realize that any grass seed that you might have already put down might take a little bit more time because of the cooler temperatures. But going forward, you'll start to see the production of the grass grow a little bit more and more each day. So we are really getting there. We're getting to that warmer season where we can start to see some growth. Now, is this the best time to be putting in a lawn? No, it's not the best. The best time really is the fall. But as I've always said, and I had this, told to me by a professor, you can't just wait the whole entire season to let the lawn get taken over by weeds. If you put seed down and you can take care of it, have at it. Because what happens is, if you don't have any grass seed in an area, the weeds have nothing to compete against. So they'll just slowly take over, take their time, and do their thing. Whereas if you put something down to at least compete, it's going to be harder for the weeds to develop. So we just got to keep that in mind, right? You might hear, it's not the great time to do it, it's not the best time. Yeah, on paper. But we need to do something in order to keep it going and have that green during the season. The long-term goal of a lawn is to have it so thick that weeds cannot go through the grass, right? It's just something we got to look into and see what we can do. So that's the goal here, is filling in those patches. So those patches that you had issues with, or, weeds were there, give them something to compete with. Don't just let them take over, because it's harder to just completely get rid of, where it might turn into a whole entire renovation of the lawn versus just spot seeding. So that's just something to be thinking about this time of year. Just because it says it in a book doesn't necessarily mean that it's not good to do, right? Other things can be done. There are ways around it to do. So just something to be thinking about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back for the 7 o'clock hour and more gardening information. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.